Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It's March 15th, 2015. And New York, it's about 10 o'clock, and it's gray, a gray day. We had rain all yesterday. We gray today. What can I say? But we're here. We got up this morning. We're talking about money. No matter what kind of weather we have, it's still a great day. Right, family? Yes, it is. Before we talk about the main topic today, we're going to talk about the basics like we always do for the people who are new to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. First of all, before we get into it, I'd like to thank my archivers, the people who listen to me. I do appreciate it. The people in my chat room, thank you very much, and the people who email me. I love you all, and I love us because we're family. Now, getting to the basics, we do have a permanent home, and it's the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Please visit it. Tell me what you think about it. Share your money saving, making, and having fun ideas with family. We share. We do this. There's a YouTube channel, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and the website, thecheapcheetahmoneyshow.blogspot. Visit there. And folks, you know I got free stuff for you, free ebooks, frugal living in 30 minutes or less, and saving, holiday savings the Cheap Cheetah way. These are free ebooks for your enjoyment. You know, you want something good to read, something quick, something informative. These are the books that you get. You can email me at cheapcheetahyahoo.com and just put in the body free ebooks and I'll send it to you. Make sure I get your email address. Also, we have books, The Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, The Best of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show Part 1, My Real Estate Diary. We have those three books either on Smashword, Amazon, Kindle, and Creative Space. Not too big a price, you know, for your reading pleasure as well. So, any one of the books you want to read, please, by all means. I'm trying to get another ebook out to you quickly, but things are going so crazy here right now. I'm looking for sponsors for the show. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about, if you'd like to come on the show and be interviewed, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we'll discuss it. You know, folks, I'm always looking for interesting topics to talk to you about. Now, we're going to talk about today's topic, which I read an article about this one incident, and I was like, let's talk about it. Today's topic is making money. Is this crazy or is this smart? You decide. We always need ways to make money, and I always tell you we have to think outside of the box, which is true because doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, after a while, it's so much competition. What makes you stand out compared to everybody else who's selling the same thing or doing the same thing you do? So you really have to think outside the box, and the people I'm going to talk about really, to me, throw it outside the box. So you decide, is this a smart way to make money, or is this a crazy way to make money? First, when it was snowing in Boston, and it probably is still snowing in Boston, I was reading where a man was selling snow, okay? He was selling Boston snow. He put it up on the internet, and his company was named, I think, Snow for Sale or something like that, and he was selling snow. Fresh snow. He packed it up, and the bottles were $9.99. The bigger bottles were like six packs were went for $90, and people were buying them. Companies were buying them. Is this crazy, or is this an ingenious way to make a couple of dollars? And he, in his disclaimer, he said, look, I will mail it to you the best way I can. You'll get it. And if it melts before you get it, then I'm not responsible for it. Folks was buying the snow. He had a lot of corporate accounts, which to me, snow is snow, whether it's Boston, New York, Alaska. But I guess everybody just, it was a fluke. He did it. He made money on it. Crazy or smart? A person was selling air on eBay. Not just any air. It was labeled concert air. And what I mean by concert air is this. He went to a concert. And I guess he took a plastic bag and he wiped it across the air in the concert because it was a very famous concert. And he packaged the little plastic bag up, and which was like a sandwich bag. So can you imagine you go to a concert and you just take the sandwich bag and go across because you can't see air. Okay, so now the you have a full sandwich bag and you have concert air, like you went to a Cher concert, you went to a Bon Jovi concert, you went to like a Jay-Z and Beyonce concert, and you said, I'm going to package or I'm going to put air in the bag from this concert and sell it. This is what this guy did. And you know them fools on eBay was bidding. The bidding was up to $60,000 for a bag of air from a concert you said you went to, but there is no proof that you actually went there because the person that's selling the air did not provide proof that, yes, I was at this concert, like showing you a concert ticket or showing you photos that, yes, I was at this concert. No, you just said this bag of air was from this concert. eBay eventually took it down because you really come. Is this crazy way to make money or the smart way to make money? Personally, I think that's crazy because it, and people were bidding on it, which I don't know who's crazier, the person who put it out there or the people that were bidding on it. You make that. You decide. That smart way to do make money or crazy way? Another one. You like your face. Your face is beautiful. We love your face. You got a nice face. You want to sell your face? Has advertisement space? Some people are doing this. It's called Buy My Face. You can pay an advertising on your face and then photograph it or film yourself doing something crazy or film yourself doing a daily routine like shopping or going to the movies or hanging out with friends, and you have this advertisement of, say, Pizza Hut on your face. If you have room, maybe you have a Toyota across one cheek and Pizza Hut across the other, and maybe, I don't know, a supermarket chain across at the top of your forehead and at the bottom of your chin, maybe you have Petco. You see what I'm saying? You're selling your face to advertisers. And people are doing this. Kids are doing this. College kids are doing this. My thing is that crazy way to make money or the smart way to make money? To me, I think that's crazy. Number one, there's so many things wrong with putting all that, you know, stuff on your face and you walking around with it. You might as well just put a tattoo on your face. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people with tattoos on their face and they walking around. All right, fine, you're advertising and you're getting money for it. I understand that. But unless you have really good skin, unless you can bounce back from all this makeup that you're putting on with the advertising slogans and everything, unless your skin can bounce back from all that makeup you've been putting on, I think that's a crazy way to make money. It's because you're putting so much stuff on your skin, and if your skin can't bounce back and you're, say, you break out or whatever, or you have to go to a dermatologist because you did this, you know, what is the point? You know, because dermatologists are expensive. Did you make enough money to put all this advertising on your skin to make it worth, to make it worthwhile, because you're going to end up paying a dermatologist? You know, certain ideas are really for the young. Truly, you know, they're really for the young. So, advertising your face, is it smart or is it crazy? Another one, There's a market that caters to people with fetishes. And if you're squeamish, I advise you to step out for a while because I'm going to talk about this because there is a market for it. And what I mean by fetishes, I mean people's used undergarments, really women's. Not so much men, but really women's. People pay top dollar for women's used undergarments. They pay top dollar for fresh women's undergarments, too. But the fetish is really into the used ones. I'm not talking really funky, nasty used. I'm just totally talking about lightly fragrance used, if you know what I mean. There's big money in that. But then there's rules, too, that you have to abide by if you're selling used underwear, which that's a whole different kind of market. Okay, people do make money on it. And is it a smart way to make money? Or is it a crazy way to make money because you are making money off of some people's fetishes, which some people say it's a sickness, so you're taking advantage of somebody who's sick who can't get enough of this kind of stuff. Is it crazy or is it smart? I'm not touching it. You decide. If you live in a place that has a lot of tourists, the many people are putting on costumes, Snoopy, Smurfs, Star Wars characters, Simpson characters, Family Guy characters, you get the point, right? Like New York City, Times Square, down by 42nd Street, down by the Empire State Building, 34th Street, major tourist attractions. So many tourists, it's really overkill. You know, it's like New York is one of the tourist places. Anyway, you see a lot of people down there who put on these costumes and tourists come up to them and take pictures and things like that. Almost like you've heard of like the Naked Cowboy and things like that. People come and they want to take pictures because they think it's cute. The people in the costume charge them $2-3 and or $5, depending on what it is. You have people dressed as Statue of Liberty, dressed as the Empire State Building, tourist things that people do. Is it crazy or is it smart to be dressed up in a character costume and to make money from tourists who want to take pictures with different characters that, you know, they like? It's kind of smart if you don't take it to the extreme. You know, because I've read where some of these characters, especially in New York City, has taken it to the extreme where they've gotten into fist fights and they've hounded people and they've really been unpleasant to our tourists. So it's all in moderation. You think it's a crazy idea or you think it's a good idea? Let's talk Dr. Frankenstein. We've all seen that movie, Frankenstein. You know, I like the older version compared to the newer version, but Frankenstein, if you haven't seen it, was based on a doctor who took body parts from different people and who put them all together and made one man, which was considered a monster. Okay, Dr. Frankenstein, you can sell your body parts. In many large cities, they have clinics where you can donate plasma for $15. You can donate sperm up to 2-3 times a week. A woman can sell their eggs for a couple who want to have a baby and can't have a baby. So you can sell your body parts to make money. And women who sell their eggs bring in about $8,000 to $10,000. It's a morals question. I mean, do you want to sell your body parts? Do you want, and I'm talking not, we're not talking arms, legs, necks here. We're just talking sperms and eggs and plasma and things like that. So that's another way to make money. But how many times can you do that? Some of these are one and done. You do it once or twice and you're over. Okay, so you think, is it a smart way to make money or crazy way? Okay. Selling dirt. I was reading this. A guy did this. Not just any dirt. It got to be special dirt. Because if that's the case, you can run out to your backyard or run out to the nearest park and scoop you up some dirt, put it in a little bottle, and just start selling it. But this has to be special dirt. What I mean by special, a company called Irish Dirt – was selling dirt from Ireland, because a lot of people from Ireland want to be buried with Ireland dirt, with their native, with them where they live, their dirt from Ireland. A lot of people want the dirt in their backyards, I guess, to plant, or know they have a piece of home with them, and that's understandable. So this company called Irish Dirt was selling dirt, roughly $2 million worth of Irish dirt, okay? There is money in dirt, but it has to be special dirt. Dirt where from countries that people used to live and they miss home and they want a piece of it, dirt sells. I'm not talking the park dirt. I'm not talking dirt in your backyard. Special dirt. Is that crazy to sell dirt, or is it smart? Personally, I think that's a smart way to make money. Who knew people miss home and they miss their dirt? And this is Irish dirt, so I guess there's some kind of different chemicals, or, you know, people homesick. There was a need. Somebody found that need. They fulfilled the people's need. Bravo to them. I think that's a really good idea. And on that note, you want to know what's another good idea? Listen to our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you, Access to a Rising Artist, for your great commercial. And you, too, can have a commercial on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. You know where to find me, cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Getting back to, is this crazy way to make money or the smart way to make money? Riding with ads. You can place ads all over your car and ride around wherever you have to go in your car with the company that's sponsoring you logo on it. I've seen this, like, say Weight Watchers, or say 1-800-DOLLAR-CAR, or say 1-800-WASH-A-CAR, or say Pizza. I've seen companies who have company cars make their logo. They have buy a little small car and you can see their logo all over the car. But I've also seen where companies have people who have regular cars and they put their logo on them, and for a price, you put the logo on your car and you run around town and you advertise their product or service. 1-800, write a resume, you know, things like that. So I've seen that. Budweiser, beers do that. I've seen there are a lot of different kind of logos on people's cars. They run up and down and just do everyday shopping or wherever you take your car, the logo goes with you. Also, if you run a business, you can put your own logo on your own car and advertise just like the big companies do, which is a good idea. You get a little sticker or whatever, you put it on your car, on your bumper, wherever, where people can see it on your door, and you ride around, you advertise your own business. Is this a good idea or crazy idea? I say it's a good idea. What about you? You like pets? I love pets. You like to drive? I like to drive. What about being a pet taxi? What I mean by pet taxi is a lot of people pamper their pets, but they run and work and do a lot of activities too. So if the pet has a doctor's appointment, if the pet is going to pet daycare, if the pet is going to camp, if the owner of the pet can't pick the pet up for whatever reason, they call you because you're a pet taxi, and you run the pet around, you drop them off to their little appointments, and, you know, you you take care of them until the owner can get in contact with you to pick up their pet, or you take them and drive them from their house to the kennel and back to the kennel. You know what I'm saying? Your pet taxi. You're on call. You have to be trustworthy, and you have to love pets. But a lot of people pamper their pets, and between me and you, that's a billion-dollar business, pets, okay? The food, the toys, the dresses. That's, pet care is a billion-dollar business. So this is not bad, being a pet taxi. And who knows? You can branch out into other things. You know, you the private pet chauffeur. You take them around parks or wherever the owner wants you to take their pet because they're too busy to do it. But they still want their pet to live in a lifestyle that they're used to. I ain't mad at you. Is this a crazy way to make money or is it a good way? I say it's a good way to make money. Especially if you like pets, you don't mind driving around and being a pet chauffeur. What the heck? It's money in your pocket. You're doing something you love anyway. You know, so I say go for it. Gumbusters. And this can be a little bit disgusting, but okay. There's a company who removes gums from underneath tables and chairs, sidewalk benches, subway. It's a gross job because, you know, when you used to, I know you used to do this as a kid. I think we all did it. You chew gum. And when you finish chewing gum, you don't know where to put it, so you stick it under a table or you stick it under a chair somewhere. Okay, maybe you didn't do it. I'm not going to lie. I did it. Okay? It's gross. After a while, the table or chair has so many gum stuck up under it or on the sidewalk, you step on gum and, you know, I don't know. Well, New York subways, they don't do no removing of gum, but maybe other subways that which are cleaner. It's a gum removal company. If you have the stomach for it, is this a good idea or a bad idea to remove gum and stuff from different establishments in different places where people are known to take their gum, chew it, and stick it under the table instead of throwing it in the garbage? Good idea, bad idea? I'll sit on the bench with that one because, you know, it could be a good idea. It's thinking outside the box. And that's what we're talking about, thinking outside the box. Here's one for you that's kind of, well, I'll let you decide what it is. Dining and drinking in the nude. Okay. Some bars and restaurants have a theme night called Dining in the Nude. It's where it's exactly what I said it was, dining in the nude. You can sip wine, eat dinner, all in your birthday suit. Okay, so is that a good idea or is that a bad idea to sit in the nude with other people in a restaurant and eat, to sit at a bar with friends and drink and you all sitting there nude, or sitting there with strangers and you all nude? Is that a good idea or is that a bad idea? Personally, me, I would say I'm sitting on the fence with that one, too, because there's so many health issues to go with that. And really, to sit there and dine in the nude with food and you sitting there you in your birthday suit, there's health issues with that, for me personally. To have a drink at the bar, you have to be, number one, you have to be really comfortable with your body. And, you know, sometimes we all are curious. And you have to be able to sit with strangers and not want to take a look. You know, you just want to take a sneak peek. You got to be able to look a person in the eye and not anywhere else. I don't know. I don't know, folks. My eyes be like, really? You came out with that? So, no, it wouldn't be a good idea for me. I guess it works for some people. Number one, I'm just not comfortable with my body. Number two, I'd be sneaking and peeking way too much. And it's like, that's probably not cool. And you're sitting there with a bunch of new people. Because, see, I'd be the only one with my clothes on. But I'd be still sneaking and peeking. You shouldn't have came out looking like that. You know what I'm saying? I'd be just too critical. So it's a good idea or is it a bad idea? You decide. But these are some of the things that people do to make money. And you can't knock them because overall, some of these are really good thinking outside the box ideas. Especially if you're trying to make a quick buck, like the snow, the guy selling the snow, you know it's not going to last forever. Also, maybe the guy, the kids with the face painting advertisement, that's not going to last forever because when you like 30, 40 years old, you're not going to be painting your face with no advertisement. You know what I'm saying? So some of these are quick, get money quick kind of things that's going to last a short period of time, but you're going to make a couple of dollars. You're supposedly going to make a couple of dollars. Don't get me to lying. And anyway, I mean, you know, those are good ideas. Next week, we're going to talk about fantasy. We all have them. I have them, you have them. How many times do we have fantasies a day? How many times do we want to express and we want our fantasies to come to life? How many times do we sit there and we savor the moment of our fantasies and say, oh, yeah, and we just get in the moment, we get so caught up and say, that was a daggone good fantasy, and I just wish it would come true. Get your mind out the gutter. I'm not talking that kind of fantasy. I'm talking money fantasy, okay? We all have money fantasies of what it would be like to have so much money. It's just stupid money to the point where, like I said, you get stupid money. So we're going to talk about money fantasies. Every other fantasy that you may have, we're going to leave that to someone else to talk about with you. I'm basically your money person. Talk about money fantasies. We have a few minutes. I went to the Phenomenal Woman event yesterday. It was a lot of fun. You can visit my pictures on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show Facebook and also the Cheap Cheetah Money Show blogspot. I will be posting pictures. Also on my Twitter page, I'll be posting pictures. It was a lot of fun. It was very informative. And folks, there's so much free stuff out there for you. You just don't know until you come to these events. I found out you get free legal services. You can get free placement if you are if you're battered or sheltered. You know, you can get free placement, free advice when it comes to insurance. There's a lot of grant programs out there for different things that you may be involved in. People are out there helping you deal with insurance, Obamacare and stuff like that. There's a lot of free programs that I realize people are not taking advantage of. There's a lot of programs I wish I can take advantage of, but unfortunately you have to meet a certain criteria, and I don't meet that criteria. But when you come to these events, which I hope you come to see me, I'll let you know what my next event's going to be, but I also hope you also come to get the valuable information that people are there to give you. You'd be surprised. The government gives out so much money to so many different organizations to help you. And all you have to do is get up, walk your behind into these organizations and say, look, I need this, this, and this. If they can't help you, they have to show you exactly where you have to go to get these help. If you're facing evictions, if you're having problems with your landlord, if you, like I said, if you need legal advice, if you if you're spouse abuse, if there's so much stuff, insurance, like I said, there's a lot of free stuff. If you have a dependency on alcohol or drugs or things like that, there's help for you folks. Go to these kind of events because you'll learn a lot and you'll meet some great people. I met some great people yesterday. And I just couldn't believe all the free stuff. And you know what we say? We like free stuff. Okay? We like free money to go with it, but if we can get the information, that's just as valuable as money. Because knowledge is power. And on that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And as I always say, save that money. And until next week, have a great, great Sunday and have a great, great Cheap Cheetah week. Love you. Until next time.